My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2021 Craft Beer Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Beer Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I wanted to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this taste of CBC 2021. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help get good things out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers. So another company from Oregon, my former state of residence, that I got to know very well. We use their products in some of the places that I work with. And but people know that everything that's happening in the environment is really, pun intended, bubbling to the surface, and it's something that needs to be reckoned with. I want to introduce my next short interview. Lloyd, tell us the company you're with.
I'm with PacTech from Eugene, Oregon.
And what does PacTech do exactly?
So PacTech is a injected molding plastics company that we produce handles and multi-packs. And ones heavily used in the craft beverage industry is the can carriers. So if you've ever been to any of your local supermarkets or convenience stores and picked up craft brew, most likely that had one of our can carry handles on top of it.
Yeah, and plastics has become a dirty word in the environmental stuff, but the way that you guys are doing it makes it a nice word again. Tell us about the technology of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, sustainability is a pillar of our existence, and our founder, Jim Borg, made a decision clear back in 2012 before people were thinking a lot about sustainability and before companies had sustainability officers and goals and all those types of things that we see today in the market. And he felt it was the right thing to do to use a 100% recycled PCR. So resin that was already in the stream, or plastic that was already in the stream and in some other type of form in a product that had been produced, taking that product, recycling it, turning it into recycled resin, and then making another viable and needed product out of that. And so they went from a point where initially they were using 100% virgin resins, which depletes raw materials, and migrated to a point that there's very, very little virgin resins used at all in our production now. We just have a few holdout handles that are just because of the form, fit, function piece, that type of resin is preferable. But all the other handles we're making now and everything we've been making for the last 5+ years is all out of 100% recycled PCR resin.
Yeah, so these six-pack carriers are recycled when we pick up the six-pack off the shelf. But the other thing, and you and I were just talking about, and I'm intimately aware of this, where now when I'm done with my six-pack, I can't just throw them in the recycling bin or take them to the center. We have to do something a little bit different with these, right?
Well, it depends on where you're at. So they are 100% recycled material that they're made out of, and of course they're a number two, which is highly recycled, the most recycled plastics out there. So depending on, it's kind of a regional thing, Jeremy. So some areas have very well-structured infrastructure recycling programs and their sorting capabilities and curbside pickup, and you can go to another region and they have none. And so our handles are recyclable. It just depends on where you live and what the infrastructure is like. That's one of the reasons we started a kind of a grassroots recycling program. We were particularly interested in helping people in areas that didn't have good infrastructure. So we provided bins for drop-off of our handles, and then helped connect the dots by finding consolidators that that would bring many different location, drop-off locations together in enough bulk that a reprocessor would collect that, because you've got to, it's about money in the recycling business. Yep. Somebody's got to make some money at some point to make it all work, and the processors that turn that raw material, that recycled handle, into reusable resin again, wants to pick up truckloads. And so that's basically what we've done with this grassroots program, is we put the bins in place for consumers to return the handles. We've helped find people that would collect all those locations in enough mass that then the reprocessors would pick it up and reprocess.
And so let me just connect the dots real quick. So you've taken this material that's already been used, that's already in the system, you've recycled it, and you create this product out of it. And then once it's out there again, after its second use, now you're trying to help build this infrastructure, help support this infrastructure, so it can come back and get a third and fourth and an infinite amount of uses in the collective plastic system, right?
That's correct.
One of the other things I love too, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but for anyone listening, I've learned as a kid to be environmentally sensitive. You have to recycle, reduce, and reuse, right?
Yep.
So one of my favorite things is I have a stack of these PackTech carriers left over, and when I'm going out somewhere and I'm going to bring a mix of beers with me, I can reuse that thing. I can pop most of those cans, not all of them, but most of those cans I can just pop right back in.
Yep.
There, and I've got my own kind of like curated six-pack carrier that I can take with me to parties, and I'm super popular and famous, and it works out well for everyone. So was that the intent?
Well, I tell you, I've only been with the company for about 2 years, but when I first joined, I got a call from a lady out of North Carolina, and she had a handle that was, we make handles for liters of soda pops, and it was twin pack, and she'd been using the same handle for about 5 years to go to the store and get two more liters of pop, and she said, you know, it's been great, but the thing's kind of starting to wear out. And so I don't know how many trips in 5 years she made to the store, so we sent her some new handles and some swag and said thank you for being a customer. So HDPE is very durable. This stuff is super tough. If you've ever tried to tear a piece of that product apart, I mean, it's almost indestructible. So there's a lot of reuse going on, even at the brewery levels. You know, people have found out that if they're not using automation, we don't recommend putting used handles back into a machine that automatically applies them to the cans, because they do get a little bent and whatnot, but they're still pretty functional. So, you know, cleaned up and reused is awesome. Our reduction piece is something we're always doing on the engineering side, is we're always trying to keep the same level of fit, form, and function, which is really critical to our products. High quality control standards, but we try to reduce the amount of plastics by re-engineering and redesign those handles, because the lighter they are and still do the job, the better.
Yeah,
so less materials.
So if anyone's interested in looking up PackTech and trying to learn more for the brewery or whatnot, where can they go?
Go to packtech.com. packtech-opi.com.
Okay, and it's spelled P-A-K-T-E-C-H.
Yeah, good point. P-A-K.
P-A-K-T-E-C-H. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing the story with us.
Great, Jeremy. Well, we're happy to be here at the show. It's nice to be out and about again, and I think everybody's excited to be out taking a look at products and having those conversations. So good talking with you.
Well, like you mentioned, there people kind of parlayed decisions from this last year, and now it's time to get back to business. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
All right.